This is rough for Dave because he has like a twitch and a flashback where he thinks he has to do the sports right now.
No, and not for a few hours.
Does it feel like Friday night to you?
Tonight.
You're doing sports tonight?
I am.
Actually, I'm going to call Lawrence filling in for you tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine.
I want you guys to meet your new colleague for Channel 9.
Woo-hoo!
Lauren Maggiera standing by at Lauren, M-A-G-I-E-R-A. Let's start there, Lauren. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
You are. Maggiera. Good morning.
Maggiera. Thank you for that. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. My goodness, what an honor.
Here's the thing. Two of the nicest people you're going to meet at Channel 9 are the two people that make their real money working on this show. Andrea Darlis, who I assume you'll probably see Lauren most weekends.
I probably will, yeah. See her every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I've heard really wonderful things about you, so I'm really excited to meet you.
Me too, Lauren. And don't, you know, we were going to haze you and tell you that you have to bring breakfast every single Saturday and Sunday. Just Saturdays are fine. Full buffet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Full buffet. So should I make homemade omelets, biscuits and gravy, bacon, sausage, the whole thing?
Yeah, all of it. All of it sounds awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, we got to spice it up somehow, right, Lauren?
Yeah, don't limit yourself to just one item.
We're looking forward to working with you.
And Dave Ennett.
Oh, gosh, me too. Thank you so much.
And Dave Ennett, who has been doing sports in this town since Lincoln was president. Mm-hmm. Dave Ennett is somebody who
quite.
Is. There's no better resource than Dave Ennett. You don't even need the internet. You need Chicago sports information. You just call Dave.
What's the internet? Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you so much. I love the self-deprecation jokes you guys just throw at each other. It's hilarious.
So you grew up where?
I'm glad to be joining a team with a sense of humor.
Oh, absolutely. Where did you grow up?
I grew up, my family is originally from Jefferson Park, and then when I was about 5 or 6, we moved out to Barrington.
How in God's name did
country.
You, how did you
What's
end up
it?
At the University of Alaska?
Wow. I get asked that question a lot, trust me. Like, who goes to Alaska?
Right.
Well, my freshman year in gymnastics, at Barrington High School, we won a gymnastics state championship. And I had some other scholarship offers to go to school, but University of Alaska just kind of seemed to be the best opportunity for me. And it worked out perfectly. I mean, University of Alaska is surprisingly Division I. So, you can't really turn down a Division I full ride to go to Alaska.
No, that's true.
I could have easily gone to some other schools, but that was just such a cool opportunity, so I could have passed it up.
And, you know, the honest truth about college, and you know this, and Dave, you saw this with your kids and with mine as well, the school you choose, if you do 4 years at school, there's very few people that do 4 years at college and go, well, that sucked. Everybody that goes to 4 years, I don't care if you go to 4 years on the moon, it's four of the greatest years of your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't say that it was the easiest transition. I mean, I grew up, like, loving the city. I always wanted to live in Chicago my whole life. So going from Chicago to the mountains in Alaska, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it was a culture shock. I struggled with it a lot my first year, and I kept calling my parents and saying, I want to come home. And my mom said, you know what, give it one semester. You know, you can't just come home after a couple of weeks. Give it one semester. If you still don't like it at the end of the semester, you know, obviously we'll support you and you can come home by the end of the semester. I mean, that was the best advice I'd ever gotten. Don't quit when it gets rough. Just stick it out. You're going to end up being successful. So I'm so glad I stayed. It was such a cool opportunity.
It's great advice, but we feel for you because not only were you away from Chicago-style pizza, you didn't have light. I mean, isn't it dark most days there?
And I actually moved there in December, so that is the darkest time of the year. So that was also a culture shock in itself. I mean, the sun comes up around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and it's already down and dark by 3 p.m.
Oh.
So it's like sunrise and then immediately sunset. So it's beautiful because you get a sunrise and sunset back to back, but you're also, like, totally disoriented about what time it is. But I will say, on the flip side, in the summer, it is light 24 hours a day, which is the best. So every winter, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, a little piece of my heart is turning black. I can't do this one more winter. I'm done. And then summer was it, and I'm like, all right, this is amazing. I can do one more winter. I can do so I'd kind of psych myself up every year. It was so amazing. But, I mean, it messes with your sleep where, you know, if it's winter, you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, to roll over or go to the bathroom, and you think, oh, it must be, you know, 3-4 in the morning, and you look, and you're like, oh my gosh, it's 9 a.m., you know, or you take a nap in the afternoon and you wake up and it's dark. It's kind of scary. You have no idea if you've been sleeping for an hour or 10 hours.
Good God, how do people even get out of Anchorage in that schedule? That's insane. And half of the undergrad population there is actual moose. Did you know that? I bet you didn't know that.
Is that right?
Actual moose. Dave, you had a question
for us? Well, was this Anchorage or Green Bay? I wasn't sure you were describing.
This is Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah.
All right, so you grow up as a jock. Do you have a sport that you love covering or something you really aspired to?
Well, I think that I always loved football.
Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have professional football.
Okay, no.
I love football, but when I moved to Alaska, I was so disappointed, you know, when I started out as a sports reporter, you know, how disappointed I was that there was no football. And then I really grew to love hockey because that is the main thing I covered up there.
That we do.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all, like, Chicago has it all. I'm not making any sacrifices here. This is great. So, you know, I really loved to grow hockey when I was up there. I mean, hockey is their, you know, they eat, sleep, and bleed it. They tailgate in the middle of the winter their hockey games. I mean, it's a really big deal up there. So I really grew to love it. So, I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to say. It depends on the location. I mean, I would still kind of have to say football.
Lauren, you have to turn in all your Packer gear, though. You know that, right? No more cheese. No more green and gold. You're back to the orange and blue.
Yes, I know this, and I accumulated so much of it over the years. So I kept a couple of staple pieces that I'll only wear inside the comfort of my home. I know that. But I love the Packers. They're so amazing, and they supported me over the years. But, oh, yeah, I'm back on the Chicago Bears, baby, and I'm proud to say it.
Are you kind of outdoorsy, living in Alaska and then in Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I was in Alaska, I was the first female to take over the fishing report up in Alaska. So there was, you know, it had always been men that had done it. And the guy before me had been doing it for the last like 25 years and he retired. And I thought that they would have some other, first of all, an Alaska native do it. Second of all, a man do it. And then they offered me the opportunity. And I was like really, really scared. Because first of all, you know, what Alaskan is going to trust some woman from Chicago to tell the state of Alaska the best fishing spot, where to fish, what to fish with, for the entire state? And so I was really intimidated by that assignment, but it ended up being, I mean, you know, instead of arguing with the people that really tried to discourage me and tell me I couldn't do it, I just didn't defend myself. I just proved them wrong and just leaned on the support of my television station and went ahead and did it. And it was amazing. I mean, who gets to go fishing in Alaska once a week for their job? So my family really appreciated it when I'm sending home fresh king salmon and halibut.
Yeah, how about that?
And and then when I lived in Wisconsin, the same thing. I had a hunting and fishing television show, and I think that it wasn't welcome quite at first, just being a woman. People didn't, and I wasn't from Wisconsin either. I mean, I don't know if people were really.
Well, you're breaking down walls. Mm-hmm. You're breaking down walls. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And when you start fishing, you can do a fishing thing here on the Chicago River. You can get mobsters right out of this river. We got fresh mobsters right at the bridge.
Yeah, I can't wait. So, yeah, I mean, it's so fun. Like, why not get outside and get to go fishing and hunting once a week for your job? And I do it on my free time as well. So,
well, we are glad you're here, and this is, and by the way, and we salute Jennifer Lyons and Greg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, write this down, Dave. Greg Easterly.
Yeah, that's the boss.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I've heard. I know who he is.
Because it's about time WGN has had a female sports anchor. So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And if you need help moving in, Dave and I both have bad backs.
Nice.
Not true.
All right. Hold the line, Lauren. Hold the line. Welcome. That's Lauren Majera, who is at Channel 9 and going to be doing the weekends with you guys.
Sounds delightful.
Great.